Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bianca. How may I assist you?
Yes, I had called back the 1st of November about a charge that was on my from $94.99, and the bank talked to you all, and long story short, I need to communicate again trying to see if I can get you all to put the $94.99 back into my bank account because I did not authorize the purchase.
Can I have your zip code?
Let's see, what zip code? 27408.
27408?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Linda McClary.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see where your account is canceled out, but it was so you had to call back in with your bank to be issued a refund,
which they did, and now they're because of someone at your place said that I did not cancel something that I never authorized. That's the whole problem here. I never authorized the purchase of the
yes, ma'am.
One.
In your 14 days.
Yeah.
But
I never
14
got a
days
either. There was nowhere on the website that told me that there was any kind of anything to cancel because I didn't realize I had signed up for anything.
Oh yes, ma'am. Once you sign up and click that box, those are terms and conditions.
But that's not made obvious. I mean, that's just not clear on the website at all.
Okay, ma'am, you'll have to have your bank to call us.
We've already gone that route, and now I'm coming back to you guys because the bank said you told them that I had canceled after the draft date, and so
yes,
there was
that's protocol when you dispute. We have proof to when you did call. We had to provide your bank with proof that you did make those charges, that you signed up for a free trial 14 days. And after that free trial, if you haven't contacted us within them 14 days to cancel, we bill you the full price on the 15th day.
Okay, it wasn't a free trial. You all conveniently left out the word trial on your website. Neiman Marcus was going out of business.
May I ask you, what did you order?
I don't even remember. It was some kind of something for $3.59 and something for $2.59. But it would nowhere did it say a free trial. What it said was Neiman Marcus was going out of business, and here was makeup that they had to sell at a premium price. So to me, that's mail fraud. That's very unclear. I mean, it is clear that you're not signing up for any kind of continuing monthly deduction at all. And I mean, the only product I ever got were those, you know, two little things that supposedly I had paid for without any kind of free trial. There was no trial.
Was it just the anti-aging skin cream and the cleanse?
I think that was probably what it was. Something like two little things, yes. But here again, there was no word as a trial. There was no mention of a trial. That's very is misleading if your company's saying there was. But anyway, are y'all going to be able to put the $94.99 back?
What we're seeing here. Okay, we've spoken with your bank and. We provided them with protocol. That's a direct charge. But
the information you all provided them was not the information that was provided me online when I ordered these two things.
When you put in your information, you have to click the terms and condition box, which is our current terms and conditions. Like I said before, if you doesn't cancel within 14 days, you'll be billed on the 15th day.
Well, I know all this. I know all this you're saying, but here again, there, you know, it did not have the word trial in it. So, and I don't really want to waste a whole bunch of your time or mine. You're saying that your manager or whomever cannot put the $94.99 back into my bank account. I never got any future product. Nothing was ever delivered. So you charged me $94.99 for those two little things that there was no mention of anything other than the $5 or $6 that I paid online. I never got any more product. I canceled when I realized what y'all were doing.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Since the charge is, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Even though your bank stated that it was on your end, I could offer you a 35% refund.
After what now? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
After even though that your bank called us and agreed that it was a mistake on your end, that our terms and conditions are real. What I can do is issue you a 35% refund.
How can you do that?
How can I issue a 35% refund?
I mean, what are you admitting to by doing that?
You said what? I'm what, ma'am?
Like, what are you admitting to by issuing that?
Oh, no, it's not admitting to anything. It's a courtesy of my employee discount.
Okay, well, supposedly, should I not have received another product for that $94.99, which I never received? I mean, I don't want it, but from what you're saying, you deducted $94.99. without any receiving any new product. So, that doesn't make sense either.
Okay. Let's see where.
I mean, clearly, I wouldn't have any reason to say I didn't receive it if I didn't, because I don't want the products. I didn't receive anything for the $94.99 except a bunch of headaches trying to talk to you guys a couple different times.
Okay, I see where your order has been shipped.
Oh, my God. Well, see, that's what you all say. I haven't received anything, and this was supposedly $11.9.20.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you located in Marshville, North Carolina?
That was a shipping address that I had that first little tiny shipment sent to, and nothing has been received anywhere.
Okay,
so you will not be refunding $94.99, just to get things straight, right?
I can give you a 35% discount, or you know what, I can offer courtesy of my employee discount, I could refund you a 50% refund.
Okay. Well, that's kind of you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry that.
All right. What? How do you get that back into my bank account then? Because
it would take 3 to 5 business days, but I'm finna go ahead and refund that right now. I will let you know when I refund it. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold.
Okay. And now my next problem, and this is a problem because I just got through that debit card that this went on has been it's no longer any good. I'm sorry, I got two things going here at once. The card no longer is good as of a few minutes ago, right before I called you guys. I'm getting a new card with a new number. So will that cause a problem with you putting the 50% back onto my checking account or not?
No, ma'am. As long as you're,
okay.
It's with your bank. So it would not be a problem.
Okay.
Okay,
so
refunded to 7124. One moment while I refund the other amount. Okay, I'm showing that we only charge you for one, which is the $94.99.
That's the only one that, yes, that's correct.
Okay, and you wanted to cancel out your account?
It should have already been canceled.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It should have been
canceled
on the 9th. Okay.
Okay, so I refunded you your money back. It should take 3 to 5 business days. You can contact your bank within the 5th day.
Okay, well, I'll just do it online. And the amount's going to be what?
$71.24.
How much?
$71.24. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I think that's very fair. And I'm never going to sign up for anything that sounds too good to be true again, because there was nowhere on there that said the word trial. I mean, nowhere. All right, so $71.24 will be put back in my account. And thank you for using your discount to make that happen, because I think the company wasn't doing it right.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Thank you. You have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, what was your name again?
Bianca.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it again. What?
Bianca.
Okay. Bianca.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Bianca. You've been really kind, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.